Has been a busy man. He'll preview both the Sunshine Coast and Grafton. We'll start our look there. Howard, good morning.
Brendan, how are you going?
Very well, thank you. Super day at the Sunshine Coast today with some of the feature races held over from the meeting that was washed out. The Caloundra Cup, the Bruce McLaughlin, the Guineas and the Glasshouse.
That's it, yes. The track's been upgraded to a soft 7. It's going to be a sunny 20 degrees. So the rail's back in the true. So I suggest the one thing we all keep our eye on is whether that camber still kicks in and horses are getting away from the fence in the straight. Time will tell.
We'll start our look with race number 6, the first leg of the quaddy. It's over the 1,200 metres. It's a Sprinter Series final, a benchmark 80. 5, 7 and 13 come out of this one. Le Cosmo is the favourite at $3.60. Derulo, $4. $5.50 for Jet Ski. Renault, $6.50. Westlink, $12. Out to $16 for Rebel Rock.
A few of these met recently at their latest start, and I thought 14 Renouf, which ran fourth behind Le Cosmo, was the unlucky runner. Checked out early, and the ground it lost, put just too far back, found the line nicely. Got a very good record at the track, yes, with the wet. And as I said, with the Rama True, it could have the right profile for this race. Number 10, Jet Ski, third in that race, was only second up, ran on strongly, drops 2.5 kilos, so it meets the other two better at the weights. Putting number 2 in Jardin Rouge. First up, fourth to Fibre Tour. Not sure if the horse needs one more run or not, but very handy mare on her day. And then number 9, Le Cosmo. Look, it fell in on the line. It's got barrier 2, will box seat, so let's just see whether that's an advantage or not. 14, 10, 2 and 9.
Runners nearing the start for the first event at Healesville. We'll carry on to race 7. It's the Winx Guinea. 17 is the Scratching Rogue. Rocker is the favourite at $4.20 in an open race. Zimfighter at $5.50. Tumbler Ridge at $6.07 for Papasan, Pelissipan, and then $9 for our Playboy.
Yeah, I'm just as happy to be on number 11, Zenifer, the filly trained by Gary Duncan, or Jack Duncan as they call him. It was a good run first up, held up at a critical stage. Not saying would have won, but should have gone a lot closer. Maps well, Jimmy Byrne sticks. Number 7, Mobbuster. I think there's a bit of value with a few of these, Brendan. Number 7, Mobbuster, last start, third to Ayrton at $101 at Eagle Farm. Much better horse here at home, loves the wet. Number 9, Without Thinking, didn't stretch out at Eagle Farm, but both prior wins were very good. And was a big win only prior on a soft track. So they're the value for mine, 7 and 9. Otherwise, number 12, Glitter Strip, Tony Golan's horse. Been at Eagle Farm, it's ladder 2. Ran on well for fourth last start, but suited back on a soft track. 11, 7, 9, 12.
11, 7, 9, 12 from Howard in the Guineas. We'll just push pause there on the Sunshine Coast preview. They're about to load away for the first at a sunny Healesville as we welcome in James Vanderbatt.
5, now the
7, 6, 8 and 5 from James, $1.40 money back for the winner, number 7, Dolly, 6, Whiz Out, 3, 38, Grayson or 2, 60, 4th in was 5, $10, Quinella, 8, 70, exact to try, $38.90, first 4 to start the day there at Healesville, $105.40, 7, 6, 8, 5, the numbers you require there, race number 2, in 15 from now, in the second event, James going 3, 7, 6 and 1, we can continue on with our look at the program at the Sunshine Coast today. The Glasshouse is up next over the 1,400 metres, a listed event. 9, 11 and 17 come out of this. Tab Fixtord's favourite here for the feature middle distance race. Desert Lord at $4. Nickanova, $5.50. Charlize at $6.50. Emerald Kingdom at $8. Coventina Bay at $9, along with Snitch and then King of Hastings at $10 and Profit at $12. Howard, thank you very much for your patience. Who do we like in the Glasshouse?
Brendan, I've got to be with number 7, Desert Lord. It was a very arrogant win first up at Ipswich. The instructions were obvious when you watched the race. Just stay out of trouble. So Ryan Maloney just let him find his feet and just went very wide at the turn, unimpeded, charged the line, very soft win. Drops 5 kilos, so Ryan Maloney loses the ride and Mark Duplessis gets on with the 54 kilos. So down 5 kilos, this would have been the target race all along. His first run at the Sunshine Coast because he was originally trained by the Hawke Stable. But he has won 3 of 6 for David Van Dyke. He's got the horse going terrific. So I think it's the one to beat from number 6, Charlize. Kieran Maher, David Eustace horse. Very deep in campaign, but no knock. Won 3 of latest 4, Sandown Hillside, Rose Hill, and the Spear Chief at Eagle Farm. So he'll be as fit as hands can make him. Number 1, Nickanova. Very good horse, Steve Tregaya. Barrier 1. So that's, I think that's the key to the horse, whether the inside's any good or not. But, you know, it's a very smart horse, Nickanova. No knock otherwise. And I'll put in number 8, King of Hastings, next best. Drawn out, but probably settles in the first 3 or 4 and gets the right running transit. So I thought it was best of the rest. But I think 7 will be hard to beat. 7, 6, 1, 8.
Race number 9 on the card, a benchmark 75 over 1,400 metres. Scratchings from the final event are 1, 3, 10, 11, 13, 14, 16, 17 and 20. Tab Fixed Odds favourite in the last is East Asia at $3.40, Rockamore at $4.80, $5.50, King's Rule and Love Express $7.
I like the price about number 15, Got My Thrills, which is $10 everywhere you look, and has been supported this morning. Had 2 starts from a spell, 2nd on both occasions. The 2nd up 2nd really impressed me. It was on the pace. The pace was on, but the horse was, you know, strong to the line. Rogue Rocker ran it down, but crikey, there's nothing wrong with the Rogue Rocker form line. It's going to get a good trail here, and it's down in weight. So at the $10 each way, number 15, Got My Thrills, ahead of number 18, King's Rule. Unbeaten this time in, 3 starts, 3 wins, all with Matthew McGill of Ray aboard. He keeps the ride. It'll lead, might get pestered by Shy Jin. That's my main concern. Otherwise, number 4, Rockamore, 4 starts this time in, 2 wins, 2 seconds. Camps just off the pace, gets a good trail, should go very well. And number 12, East Asia. Bit of a busy finish last start. I like the way the horse took narrow gaps, but I can't come at it with the $3.40. It just seems too short for mine, but it's certainly got a chance. 15, 18, 4 and 12.
Best bet, value bet, quality and play of the day. Please, Howard.
Be patient, Brendan. Race 8, the best bet. Number 7, Desert Lord. Best value, race 9. Number 15, Got My Thrills. Quaddy, 10 and 14. Into 7, 9, 11, 12. Into 1, 6, 7, 8. Into 4, 15 and 18. And the play of the day, it's one of those long place all ups. Let's hope. It's because it's paying about $70. So it's place all up. Race 4, 4. Race 6, 14. Race 7, 11. Race 8, 7. Race 9, 15.
We'll be riding with you on that one, Howard. Best of luck with the Sunshine Coast Form Guide.